Many people in Pakistan and in other Islamic countries have now watched or heard or read President Bush's address to Congress last night. The speech came too late to make today's papers in much of the world, so we decided to get the scoop on how a couple of tomorrow's editorial pages will read. Khalid Al-Maina is the editor of the Arab News in Saudi Arabia. He says many people in his country are waiting for evidence that Osama bin Laden is in fact the guilty party.
Nobody's condoning the perpetrators, and I wrote this a few days ago, of this evil crime, and I call it a crime, should be given the ultimate punishment. But the question is who and how they did it, and why frighten a whole world with your guns? I think that the president's speech would have been well more received had it not been for a couple of expressions that he used before this speech. One was about crusades. I mean, here we are trying to have one world, and I don't know in whose interest it is to divide again the world, East and West, Christianity and Islam and Judaism, when all of us come from the same roots.
Didn't you think that he seemed to be going out of his way, in the speech at least, the but from the crusade remark, to address those problems and to point out how this isn't against Muslims?
It was negated by other things. I do agree, as I said, conciliatory speech and all, but the damage has already been done. You see, the word crusade was used, smoke them out, dead or alive. I mean, this, you know, John Wayne language at the Gary Cooper was a soft-spoken person. The John Wayne language sort of, you know, aroused people. There's another world besides America. We love America. I mean, I've never harbored anything in my mind against them. My kids graduated from the state, but they're studying there. But you see, the point is that America should know that many of its foreign policy actions have aroused anger.
Khalid Al-Maina is editor of the Arab News. He spoke to us from Jeddah in Saudi Arabia. In Pakistan, Najam Sethi is editor of the Friday Times of Lahore. He wonders how realistic it is to expect the Taliban to give the U.S. and its allies complete access to Osama bin Laden's training camps in Afghanistan.
I mean, this is nothing short of asking the Taliban to make themselves invisible. And if they are not, it then goes on to say what fate awaits them. Very, very, very strong stuff.
Too strong by your lights?
No, this is the sort of language the Taliban need to hear. I think the American president is justified in saying many of these things.
What did you think of the portion of President Bush's speech during which he offered an explanation or an answer to the question, why do they hate the United States?
Yes, I've been thinking of that. And the explanation that President Bush has given, he says things like that they hate us because we are a democratically elected government. And that may go down well with the American people, but I don't think there's ever been any doubt about the fact that America is a great democracy. And I really don't think this has got anything to do with democracy or the American way of life. I think America needs to understand that hate is a very powerful emotion. The sort of things that these terrorists have done, commit suicide, their hatred for the United States must have been enormous for them to have plunged into debt. And in that sense, I think the United States must be a little introspective. There is a perception, and this perception is widespread, I think not just in the Muslim world, but in the world of the have-nots, that the United States is not fair in its dealings in specific instances that involve the Muslims. And in living memory, one can think of the last 10 years and say that in the last 10 years, the Americans were late to act when the Muslims in Bosnia were being slaughtered. In Palestine, the United States has been quite blind in its support of Israel. And then finally, as far as Pakistan is concerned, people in Pakistan feel enormously betrayed. They think that when the Cold War was on, the United States was only too happy to use Pakistan as a frontline state. And once it was all over, the United States simply walked out of Pakistan.
Najam Sethi, editor of the Friday Times newspaper. We reached him in Lahore, Pakistan.